Hello, everybody, and welcome to AJ's Side Panel. Again, continuing on with our interviews that we were doing during episode 92, it is now my, I don't know, extreme pleasure to introduce to you the interview that we did with Justin White, catching up with what he's been doing with our written panel, and what his hopes and dreams are, and any way that I can smash them. So, without further ado, Justin White. And we're continuing on with our getting to know FP and what they do. I'm now here with Justin White. How you doing, Justin?
Pretty good.
Justin has been on the show before, so he's already had his cherry pop. So, Justin, you know, we've been discussing, we've talked with Owen and got his viewpoints on what he's been working on and what have you. What are you working on now?
I am currently working on inking the second 24-hour comic book challenge book, and then after that, moving on to the third one.
Cool. One of the things that Owen, we had discussed with Owen, is that going from just creating art for prints to comic books is a totally different thing, and it's helped him improve his art style. Can you say the same?
Oh yeah. With when you're doing a comic book, everything has to match. You know, that person you drew on page one has to look the same on page 15, on page 18, and then on page 24. It helps you develop a discipline to getting the people to look the same. The same thing with the backgrounds, you know. The backgrounds, they'll change, but they have to progress naturally from one panel to the next as the character moves through them. So, yeah, it makes you pay attention a lot more to detail and just certain things to continue continuity all through the book. Especially with, like, the 24-hour book I'm working on now, it's got a small cast. You know, there's only like five or six characters really through the whole thing, and so you really get to know all these people physically, how they look through the whole book, and also the scenery is very limited because they're on the boat, and so you have to keep everything interesting without being able to, like, you know, you could see a bunch of different backgrounds and stuff. So you really have to discipline yourself to make everything look cool but look real and keep everybody grounded on that boat.
So would you say, is ZKS your first comic book project?
My first major one. I've done like many sample comics and sent them out to different people, but you know, they were like, you know, 6-8 pages tops. You know, this is the ZKS is the first like full length, full run ongoing series that I've worked on. Yeah.
And would you say that working on the series has helped you improve in your art in any?
Oh yeah. Definitely, just like I said, just from giving you a discipline of just like with the first 24-hour book, you know, by the end of the book I knew exactly, you know, how to draw Kayla and, you know, what she should look like from every angle and
right.
Facial expressions and just, I mean, pretty much her attitude so yeah, it definitely keeps you grounded and well, that's why, you know, a comic book artist, you know, after doing a book for a while will want to do, you know, a pin-up or a poster or something, because you kind of don't have to think when you do something like that. You know, you don't have to, you can just like let it go and,
right.
You know, let your imagination
actually
run
express
wild.
Yourself.
Yeah, well, you get to express yourself in the book, it's just you have to be more disciplined about it. And when you do a pin-up or a poster or like a cover or anything, you know, you don't have to obey as many rules as you do in the book. But that's what makes doing the book fun, is like it challenges you to do good art, but you have to rein yourself in and make everything match, and you have to tell a story. You have to be able to tell the same story as if, like, your words weren't there.
Right.
They have to be able to know what was going on if none of the words were there. So, it's a different kind of fun. So, but like after you do, you know, after you've been working on like posters and prints for a long time, you're anxious to get back to a book because you know, you get more disciplined and you sharpen yourself up that way.
So, how do you enjoy, is it more of a challenge drawing somebody else's ideas than your own? Because, I mean, with the pinups, you're drawing your own
right.
ideas, right?
And right, yeah.
With ZKS, it's kind of my ideas.
Your
and
ideas,
my going
right. Yeah, it's a challenge, but it's weird. It's both. It's actually a challenge, but it's more freeing because you don't have to worry about what something needs to look like because somebody has already told you what it needs to look like. So
you don't find it restrictive at all then?
No, not really. See, that's when working with someone who you collaborate well with and you have a lot of the same ideas, that's when that comes in handy, because you guys think, I mean, you guys, us, we think a lot alike. And so when you say something, I'm like, oh yeah, that's totally how, you know, it should be. And, you know, so I can imagine if you're working with someone
that you don't mesh well with.
You don't mesh well with, or if you're...
Kind of like Kirkman and Liefeld.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I can imagine that if someone... see, me and you are like, we're like a team, we're working on a book, we're working in a company and stuff, but, you know, if you're a comic book artist for hire, you know, and someone says, okay, I got, you know, Joe Schmo writing a book, I need this guy to draw it, and you've never even met him, you're getting scripts through the mail, and, you know, and I could see how that would be restrictive, but one of my favorite things is working with people. I think I do my best work when I'm working with writers and artists and stuff that I get along well with, because we tend to challenge each other and expand on each other's ideas, and
right.
So I've always liked working with other people. I think that was the best part about when I went back to school, was getting to work with other artists and stuff, and as opposed to just sitting in your studio, you know, all by your lonesome, just going off on whatever ideas you had. Like I said, it's restrictive and freeing at the same time, like doing other people's ideas, because you don't have to worry about editing yourself or judging, you know, or should I do it this way or that way, because it's already laid out for you. You just have to find the best way to do what they've asked you to do.
So at that point, you don't become your worst editor.
Right, right. See, and there's a saying that's like, you know, anyone left in charge of his own creativity is going to screw it up.
Right.
And no one person should have absolute control over everything, you know. That's why even when I'm doing a print for the company, you know, I'll send it to you and you'll say, oh, we'll change that color, change that. Because one person doing everything, if I'm just doing a print for my own personal thing, you know, that's whatever idea I had. But right. When you're doing something for an actual project or a product or something, you don't want one person in charge of every decision, because that's never good. I mean,
right. Well, you know, that's always been my complaint, is that artists are their own worst enemies.
Right.
You know, I see everybody putting out these talented art and then throwing it away. And I'm
yeah.
Like, no!
Right. Right. Yeah, if you have one person that's just doing everything, then it's like, you know, that's what happens with George Lucas.
Right.
That's, you know, he's the one guy and everyone just agrees with what he says. And, you know, nothing comes out good. But when you have, like, you know, George Lucas and Steven Spielberg working together, you get Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Right.
You know, you get something really great, and as opposed to just, you know, episode one.
Right. But, yeah, that's one of the things I brought up, you know, before when I was talking to Owen, was that, you know, after seeing your art and how you were drawing everything, I went back and rewrote a couple parts.
Right.
You know, to not just to fit with your style, but because the way you had drawn it, I wanted to make it flow better.
Right.
And make everything seem, you know, not as awkward.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing. When you first wrote it, you really had no art in mind.
Right.
You know, you're just writing for story's sake. And when I first started drawing it, you know, I would draw it, and then you know, I'd read the script and go, okay, no, it needs to go more like that. But so it works both ways. And that's why I think, you know, having a team that works well together is like the best way to go for a comic book. Because,
right.
No one person is going to get everything right. You know, you need to bounce ideas off each other and change things around a little bit and all that kind of stuff.
Cool. So, like you said, you're doing the next two 24-hour books that we already finished. What shows will you be at? How do you enjoy doing the shows with Forbidden Panel as opposed to when you do it solo?
The shows with Forbidden Panel are... I mean, they're way more fun just because, I mean, we're all friends, and so we're all there, and it's more like just a big party where, especially the last expo when we had the whole side of the room,
right.
You know, and we were all just in a row, and everybody had their own section, but we were all together. That was, like, one of the coolest things. That was, I really liked it. Showcased all the different stuff
everything
we had to
those,
offer. Yeah, exactly. We were all under one banner, but we all had our own individual sections, and, that was probably the funnest show. I really liked the way that one came together, and obviously it was our show, so we could, you know, use all the room we wanted to. But
haha.
Exactly. But no, that was a lot of fun. No, I definitely like doing the shows with all the crew there more than just, you know, like doing the Shrine solo or whatever. I mean, the solo shows, I mean, are always fun. But yeah, when we can do an FP show and everybody's there, like I said, we're all friends, so we just get to hang out the whole time.
Right.
And so, yeah. Yeah, I definitely like doing the FP shows.
Now, speaking on that same subject, you know, when you and I first started doing the book and we were working the company, it was you and I and Brian.
Right.
And now, as you said, the last show, we had 4 8-foot tables all spread out and everything.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the growth of us so far?
So far, I think it's good. I mean, me and you have seen areas we need to, you know, trim back on or expand on, and that's fine. It's all, you know, learning the ropes. You know,
right.
We've never done this before, and we've got so many talented people. The thing that I was telling my wife about, even that amazes me, is how many people we have that aren't artists or writers that are just doing stuff behind the scenes for us for volunteering.
Right.
Just for free. It amazes me that we have all these people that are willing
they
to
just
like,
want to be a part of the company.
Just be a part of the company and work their asses off, and they're not comic artists, they're not writers, they're not in any way being shown, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're not having...
They're not, like, tutoring them or
they're
anything.
They're not, yeah, they're not putting any product out or anything. They just want to help us, and they just want to help the company grow, and they do it all for free, and they work their asses off, and it amazes me. I mean, us working our asses off is one thing. You know, we want to be comic
We don't amaze each other when we work our asses off.
We want to, you know, put out a comic book, you know, and that's fine, and that is normal, but what always gets me when I stop and think about it is all the people that are, you know, doing ticket sales and running and getting us food and, you know, and doing all the day-to-day behind-the-scenes stuff.
Managing the booth.
And, at WonderCon, when we had actually people managing our booth and we didn't have to worry about money or,
right.
you know, prints or anything, we just got to, you know, talk to people and sign and stuff.
And then leave the booth.
And then leave and actually walk around and see a show. And Yeah, it's really cool, and we've got so many people that really just, I mean, we couldn't do all the stuff we do if we
right.
didn't have those people helping us out.
And they all started off as fans, which is
right.
kind of cool.
Right, yeah.
It shows the kind of fans that we're attracting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Where would you like to see us, let me take that back, because I already know the answer. you're also the art director and co-owner of Forbidden Panel. How is that working for you? How are you enjoying that? And what does that entail for you?
My favorite thing about that is the books that we've gotten, that we've taken on from other creators, is getting to put their books together. That's a lot of fun, is working with other artists' work when I don't have any artistic input into it. It's really fun being able to just look at their work objectively and lay it out and arrange it and put the book together and... do the ads for it and the cover and the interior cover and all the layout stuff and the graphic design stuff. What I went to school for is
right.
It's a lot of fun being able to work with other people's art, and so that's a good thing about that's one of the fun things about being art director. All the little stuff. I mean, it's all the I love being able to do the logos here and there, and just it always gives me something new to work on, and it's always
more
fresh.
Challenges.
Yeah, more challenges. But for sure, my definite favorite thing is getting to work with the other artists' stuff and laying out their books. And
does it make you feel like, when you were first starting out, like, what am I doing being an art director? I'm still an artist.
It's a little weird, but I've always enjoyed, like, the whole the design aspect of comics and, the logos and the fonts and all that kind of stuff, and
seeing everybody's different styles
and how best to present that, and it's been a lot of fun. Like when I was putting together the prints for the Plagued, and taking his sketches, and I had to kind of chop them up a little bit and arrange them so they would fit on the prints we needed, and finding where best to put our logo on them and stuff like that. And it's just a lot of fun to be able to work with other art when you're not involved in the art process of it.
When you don't have the stress of having to redraw.
Right, yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you, Justin, for joining us.
Sure thing. Anytime.
All right.